أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين، واللعنة الدائمة الأبدية على أعدائهم أجمعين. اللهم وفقنا وسائر المشتغلين للعلم والعمل الصالح بمحمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today we continue with our lesson, Islamic Laws. And in this book we reach to issue number 231. With an issue 231 said, as stated in Rule 1980, issue number 1980, if an animal is slaughtered in accordance with the rules prescribed by Islam, it means we bring this animal and we slaughtered it, we killed it, but we killed it according to what? According to the according to the rules of Islam. How we slaughtered an animal, because in Islam there is a specific way of killing or slaughtering an animal, just like a cow, camel, hen, duck. We make it toward the Kaaba, then we have to cut the four awdaj, and we have to say Bismillah and so on. So if we slaughtered an animal in such a way, so, and blood flows out of its body, so in normal quantity, you know, when we cut the all, yes, let's see, yes, the whole awdaj, before awdaj, and then the blood comes out of him. Okay, so now, and blood flows out of its body in normal quantity. The blood which still remains in the body of the animal is pure. The blood which is still in the animal body is what is pure. Okay, so if we slaughtered an animal and this slaughtering, it is prescribed according to the Islamic laws, okay, as the rules of prescribed by Islam. So, and the blood goes out of the body of that animal normally. So the rest of the blood inside the animal, it is pure. But that means pure, it is not najis, but it is haram to eat it. So we have to wash it before we cook the meat and eat it. Okay, within issue number 232, the above rule is applicable only. Now, maybe you ask, is this rule, it is applicable to any animal, even the haram animal, just like a lion, just like the eagle? No, this rule, it is applicable only to an animal whose meat is halal, okay, to eat, and does not apply to an animal whose meat is haram. So it is only for the animal whose meat is halal, while the animal whose meat is haram, even if we slaughtered it according to prescribed in by Islam, the rules prescribed by Islam, it is not halal to eat it. In fact, as a recommended precaution to thus it does not apply to the haram parts of the body of an animal whose meat is halal to eat. It means here we have some parts of the as we said, the zabiha in Arabic, for example, if we slaughtered, yes, all right. If we have, yes, I'll go out and then come back again. So, for example, we slaughtered a cow, okay? We slaughtered a cow, and this cow, according to the rules prescribed in Islam, according to the rule we prescribed in Islam, does that mean I have to eat all the meat of that animal or of this animal? No, definitely that there are some part of this animal is haram to eat. Some parts of the animal is haram to eat. So I could not eat everything from this animal. Okay? And what we call this in Arabic, muharramat al-dhabiha, the forbidden parts of the slaughtered animal. Okay? Just like, for example, the private parts, the outlet of this animal, some of the eye of the animal, all these are haram to eat. Okay, rules about utensil. Rules about utensil. If a utensil is made of a hide of a dog, I have a utensil, and this utensil is made of what? Of a hide of a dog or a pig.
Or a hide of a pig.
So, the dead animal, the dead animal, not slaughtered lawfully, I mean, which animal we call it, it is a dead animal. Definitely the dead animal, it means that animal which is slaughtered which not slaughtered lawfully. So it is haram to eat or drink anything from that utensil. It is haram to eat or drink anything from that utensil if it is if its najasa is caused by wetness. If its najasa caused by wetness, also That utensil should not be used for wudu. I could not perform wudu from that utensil. Maybe this utensil, it has the water inside it, so and there is no other water except in this utensil, so I cannot perform wudu from that utensil. I cannot perform wudu from that utensil. So that utensil should not be used for wudu and ghusl, and for other purposes for which only pure things should be used. So, for example, if I want to make wudu to read Quran, if I want to make wudu to touch the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or prophets or Imam Ma'soom, I cannot use the water from that utensil. I cannot use water from that utensil. Okay. And the recommended precaution is that skin of a dog, pig, or a dead animal should not all be used, even if it is not in the form of a utensil. So, in this case, even even that utensil, and it has water in it, and this utensil, as we said, it made of the hide of a dog or a hide of a pig. So I cannot use that water for any action which needs that the water to be pure, or it needs me to be pure. So why? Because this utensil is made of a hide from what? From a dog or from a pig. From a dog or from a pig. Okay, that's clear, inshallah. All right, yes. Now, within issue 234, it is haram to use a gold, and silver vessels for eating. Before I go over this issue, issue number 234, I'd like to explain a dead animal. What we meant by a dead animal, any animal which is haram to eat, or animal which is slaughtered not lawfully according to the rule that prescribed in Islam. So in this case, if we, for example, slaughtered a camel, and we don't make nahr, we just slaughtered animal. In this case, this animal, this camel, will be what? Will considered as a dead animal, and it is haram. It is haram to eat. It is haram to eat. Now, within issue 234, it is haram to use gold and silver vessels. It is haram to use gold and silver vessels for eating and drinking purposes. So, for example, if I have a cup or a glass made of gold, or it is made of what? Of silver, and I want to drink water by that cup or glass. So it is haram. It is haram to drink by what? By glass made of gold, or by cup made of gold or silver. And as an obligatory precaution, so their general what use is also haram, not to use it within wudu or ghusl, but on all cases it is haram to use it. However, it is not haram to have what? Yes. It is not haram to have them in possession. It is not haram to have them in possession as item of decoration. For example, if I use these utensils which are made of gold or silver, it is haram to use them or to make ghusl or wudu by using them, but at the same time they are not it is not haram to use them for decoration, as items of decoration. Okay, although it is better to avoid what? Although it is better to avoid them as precautionary measure. Similarly, it is not haram to manufacture gold and silver vessels. to manufacture gold and silver vessels. Okay. Or to buy and sell them for what? For possession or decoration. But it is better to avoid. But it is better to avoid them. Okay. Issue number 235. Issue number 235. If the clip of a T class, the clip of a T class, a T glass, sorry, made of gold or silver, is classified as a utensil, and this, yes, this T glass is classified as a utensil, it will be equivalent to a T glass. Yes, it is equal to be. Okay, so similarly, I reached to issue number 234 at the end. Similarly, it is not haram to manufacture gold and silver vessels or to buy and sell them for possession or decoration, but it is better to avoid. But it is better to avoid them. Within issue 235, issue 235, if the clip of a T glass, a clip of a T glass, glass made of gold or silver, is classified as utensil. Is classified as what? As utensil. It will be equivalent to a T glass made of gold or silver. So now, if it is made of gold or silver, definitely it is haram to use for drink or eat, and it will be haram to use for drinking purposes. And the clip is not classified as a utensil, there is no harm in using it. If we couldn't use say that this is, we consider it as a utensil, so it is not haram to not haram in using it. Okay, within issue number 236, there is no harm in using vessels which are gold plated. There is no harm in using vessels which are gold plated or silver plated. It's okay, doesn't matter. Okay, no harm in using vessels which are gold plated or silver plated. Within issue 237, there is no harm in using utensil which is made of alloy mixed with gold and silver. So it's no harm, it means it doesn't matter, it's okay, it is not haram in using a utensil which is made of alloy mixed with gold and silver, if the proportion of alloy is such that the utensil cannot be said to be made of gold or silver. It means that the amount of the gold or the amount of the silver which is mixed with another iron, it is not much or more the other iron, but the other iron is more than the gold or the silver. Okay, issue number 238. Yes, now within issue 238, if a person transfers food from the utensil made of gold, he has what? He has a utensil, and this utensil made of gold or silver, and he made food inside it. Then he transfers the food from it into another utensil. Now, if a person transfers food from the utensil and utensil made of gold or silver into another utensil, he can eat in or from it, provided that under one condition. What's that condition? The later utensil is not considered as part of the package. The later utensil is not considered as a part of the package. It means that this utensil is completely different from the other utensil, but it is not as a part of it. It is not as a part of it. Okay. Now, within issue number 239, there is no harm using the tip of the pipe used in hugge or the scabbard of a sword or knife or the frame of the Holy Quran made of gold. 235. Okay, I repeat issue 235. Okay, so within issue 235, the clip of a tea, you know, a tea glass, this tea glass, it has a hand or it has a clip on it. So if this clip of a tea glass made of gold or silver, so is it classified as a utensil? Is it classified as a utensil? It will be equivalent to a tea glass made of gold or silver. So if it is made or it is equivalent to a tea glass made of gold or silver, now it is haram to eat from it or drink from it, and it will be haram to use it for drinking purposes. And if the clip is not classified as a utensil, there is no harm in using it. There is no harm in using it. Yes. I think let's stop on issue number 236. Okay. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين.